I'm with Columbia University's Maria Chudnovsky, who will be giving an MAA-invited address titled Perfect Graphs, Structure, and Recognition at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Washington, D.C. on Monday, January 5th. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
My first question is, what is a perfect graph and why is it so important?
Perfect graphs are graphs that have a certain interesting property related to their chromatic number. A graph is perfect if the chromatic number equals a clique number for the graph itself and for all of its induced subgraphs. Now, the clique number is an obvious lower bound for a chromatic number of a graph, right? If you have 10 vertices all pairwise adjacent and you're trying to properly color the graph, you need to use at least 10 colors. But in general, there doesn't need to be equality, and actually you can have graphs with no triangles, with no cliques of size 3, with arbitrary large chromatic numbers. So when you have this obvious lower bound, the clique number, and the chromatic number being equal, that tells you that something interesting is going on with the graph. And it turns out that it's more natural to look at graphs where the clique number and the chromatic number are equal for all induced subgraphs and not just for the graph itself. And for the second part of your question, the importance of perfect graphs. So first of all, it's a nice graph theoretical property, and it generalizes a bunch of properties of graphs that people studied over the course of the years. Also, it's interesting from the algorithmic point of view, because there's a number of problems which are NP complete on general graphs, but you can do them in polynomial time for perfect graphs. Also, it has connections to linear programming and to information theory and to a whole bunch of fields. And, usually in math, when you define an object and then suddenly it comes out naturally in other fields or in other areas as well, that means you found something good to look at. You found the right concept to study, the right phenomenon to address, and that's what perfect graphs are. They have this property of being natural in many different ways.
And what is it that intrigues you about the field of graph theory?
So what I like about it is that the problems seem to be very easy. You know, you can basically explain almost every problem to, certainly an undergraduate student and probably, to somebody who finished high school and, was pretty good at math. So there's very simple sounding problems. But then when you come to solve them, actually you uncover layers and layers of theory and layers of depth, and they all come into play. And disparity is the fact that on one hand the problems are so pretty and so simple, but on the other hand there's so much behind them. That's what I like.
And what is it that you expect the audience to take away from your talk at the joint meetings?
So I'm talking about this perfect graph, and I'm sure from my answer to the first question you noticed that I think they're a very pretty and interesting mathematical object, and I'm hoping to convey some of that in my talk. I'm going to talk about the proof of the strong perfect graph conjecture, which is a problem that had been open for a long time, for 40 years, until a group of us solved it. And so I'm going to talk about the proof, and I'm hoping people would maybe get the gist of the proof and get the nice parts of the proof and see how, it all came together through this, collection of nice ideas and how it all led to the solution.
Right. Speaking of the proof, are there other questions you're interested in tackling now that you've solved the strong perfect graph theorem?
There was actually one other open question that we also solved shortly after we proved the strong perfect graph theorem, and that was providing a polynomial time recognition algorithm for perfect graphs. So that's not open anymore, that we did. But there is another algorithmic question about perfect graphs, and that is find a coloring algorithm, right? So we said perfect graphs are graphs with nice coloring properties. Now, if I give you a perfect graph, can you optimally color it in polynomial time? So that is yes, except the algorithm uses what's called the ellipsoid method and uses linear programming and uses all sorts of stuff that's pretty far away from graph theory. So a beautiful problem that I would love to solve, I don't know if I'll be able to, is how do you give a polynomial algorithm to optimally color a perfect graph, but only using graph theory, only sort of an algorithm that can only be described in terms of the graph you're looking at.
Well, very interesting. And you can hear more of Maria at the joint math meetings in Washington, D.C. on Monday, January 5th. Visit maa.org for more details. Maria, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.